Hare Krishna, you are all welcome at Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir Iskcon Vrindavan for morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which is the smiling face of Sri Krishna. And we are in chapter 9, which is exclusive Vatsalya Prem, or the paternal love, the climax of the paternal love. Vatsali Leela, Damodar Leela. And we are today discussing the verse number 9. And we are every day hearing repeatedly the wonderful, very pleasing pastimes of it's called Kumar Leela. Kumar Leela means under 5 years age. And these all pastime are in Gokul. Krishna stayed with their parents in Gokul for 3 years and 4 months only. And this is almost the last pastime there in Gokul. After this pastime, there is one small pastime, and then they moved from Gokul to Chhatigra, right here, in this Raman Reti. So, this pastime which we are hearing is Damodar Leela, very famous pastime of Kumar Leela of Krishna. And in this pastime, there are many desires to be fulfilled, and many devotees something what Narad said has to come true, and Mother Yashoda's. Well, this whole Leela is like a competition between the baby Krishna and Mother Leela, Mother Yashoda. And in this competition, ultimately Mother wins and Krishna loses. That is the beauty of this pastime. So let us read this verse first. Tam Atayashtim Parasamiksha Stavaraha Tataha Avaroya Apasasara Bhitava Gopi Anavadhava Na Yam Api Yoginam Kshamam Praveshtum Tam Antu Mother Yashoda Atta Yashtim, carrying in her hand a stick. Paras Mikshaya, Krishna seeing her in that attitude. Stavaraha, very quickly. Tataha, from there. Avarohya, getting down. Apsasara, begun to flee. Bhitavata, as if very much afraid. Gopi, Mother Yashoda, Anvadhavat, began to follow him. Na, not. Yam, unto whom. Apa, failed to reach. Yoginam, the great yogis, mystics. Kshamam, who could reach him. Praveshtam, trying to enter into the Brahma effulgence of Parma or Paramatma. Tapasya, with great austerities and penances. Iritam, trying for that purpose. Manaha, by meditation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the boulder and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis tried to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord, with great austerities and penances, they failed to reach him. But Mother Yashoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead Krishna to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. Srila Prabhupada writes, yogis, mystics want to catch Krishna as Paramatma. And with great austerities and penances, they try to approach him. Yet they cannot. Here we see, however, that Krishna is going to be caught by Yashoda and is running away in fear. This illustrates the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Yogis cannot reach Krishna. But for pure devotee like Mother Yashoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. He was mentioned by Queen Kunti in her prayers, Bhaya Bhavanaya Stitasya. Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda, and yogis are afraid of Krishna. Yogis try to reach Krishna by Jnana Yoga and other yogas, but fail. Yet, although Mother Yashoda was a woman, Krishna was afraid of her, as clearly described in this verse. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Yashoda held a stick in her hand to instill fear in Krishna. He is described as bhita mataha, as if having fear, because knowing the great affection of his mother, internally he had no fear. Internally he was not fearful. Outside he was showing that he is afraid. Or it can mean he stood up and fled in a fearful manner. For Kunti has said, Bhita Bhavanya Stito, he was in a state of fear. Yashoda Gopi chased her son, whom minds absorbed in Samadhi Yoginam Manaha. Though capable, Kshamam, of merging into the Brahm, Praveshtam, inspired by the Gyan, Iritam Tapasya, cannot attain, na aapa. This is made clear by the verse 21, Nayam Sukhapo, this is the verse coming. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, he saw her vividly. He means Krishna, saw her from behind, vividly, paras ikshaya. Because she held a stick in her hand. So we all know this pastime. Krishna is standing on a upside down generally ukhal or say wooden mortar, which we go in Damodar Leela, it is a stone. But it is for grinding, usually grains and something that is upside down, usually kept. So it's on the top of that. And what he was doing yesterday, we heard Maharaj was saying, what he was doing? He was stealing butter, which was previously churned, and distributing to the zero budget army of Ramachandra. And also crows were there. And Mother Yashoda, and I mean, this pastime is very deep actually. Deep in the sense that in a bhakti, anukulyena Krishna anusilanam. But Mother Yashoda was not doing anukula. It's not favorable to Krishna. Krishna was upset by her act. But still she is a great devotee. How is that? So, we know Mother Yashoda left Krishna when he was breastfeeding. And what is the age of Krishna? About 3 years. And he climbed on his own without effort onto the lap of Mother Yashoda. Krishna climbed and Mother Yashoda gave the breast to feed Krishna. And what she was doing before that? Churning butter. This word churning came 3 times in the first 3 verses, which actually means the sadhana of a devotee. Churning means actually practice. When we churn something, then we get something. So she was actually churning butter. She wanted to make a wonderful, very tasty butter that Krishna should not go and steal in anybody's home. This was her mental, you know, thought. And Krishna was sleeping. But when she was churning butter, her bangles ching ching, and the yogurt in the pot dum dum, and then and Yashoda was singing Govinda Gopal, so it was a kirtan going on with nice sound. And Krishna said, well, it is my promise, wherever my devotees sing, I have to go there. My mother is singing, and if I am not going and sleeping, how will people believe my words? Yashoda is chanting, and I am sleeping. And I told Narada, yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishnami Narada. So how can people believe me? I must go there. He got up. He called Maya, Maya, and then he got from the bed, and then he walked where mother was churning. And mother was, Yashoda was close eyes, and she was churning, sitting on a little high platform called some mancha or mura. She was churning. And her eyes were closed. Krishna thought, how can I get her attention? He hold the churning rod. Now the work is stopped. Yashoda opened eyes. But she smiled. Oh, intelligent. Not only intelligent, very, very powerful. He has so much power that he stopped this churning rod. Yashoda was really, she smiled, and Krishna immediately climbed on the lap. And then that churning prop, this is stopped. Now this is the first competition. Mother wants Krishna to remain asleep, that she could finish the work. And Krishna says, no, I will wake up, and I will come and disturb your work. This is a competition between the mother and son. He is Atmaram, but he got a greed to have mother's milk. Yashoda said, I will give you the butter. He said, no, I don't need butter. I need your milk. A competition between the two. So Krishna won. Krishna won. This competition Krishna won. He climbed up and he was starting breastfed by Mother Yashoda. And that work stopped. Now this butter is not going to be ready any day, it's finished. But at that time, when Krishna climbed, now Krishna is actually relishing the liquidified, liquid love of Mother Yashoda in the form of milk. Everybody loves child. But mother only, in mother only, the love melt and become milk. No father, no grandfather, nobody else. Only mother's love melt and become milk. And Krishna cannot be satisfied because the love of Yashoda is so rich. And Yashoda's milk will not exhaust it at all because she is a Vatsalya Mai. At that time, Krishna was looking up in the face of Mother Yashoda repeatedly. And Mother Yashoda was looking in the face of the Krishna. And sometime Krishna, full milk in a mouth, and he does to the Yashoda like that. And Mother Yashoda, and this is the time when mother breastfeed the child, the relationship between the mother and child is established. All the dharma, it means the sentiment of dharma and the sentiment of what is called culture, everything is transmitting from the mother to the child when she breastfeeds. And child recognizes the mother among thousand women. He will recognize the face of her mother. And mother can recognize the crying of his child among thousand children. Millions of children may be there, but mother recognizes her own son's cry, is right? Nowadays, people only recognize the mobile tone of their own phone, not child's cry anymore. So what I'm saying, this is the time the relationship develops. The lesson we have to learn from Mother Yashoda that even 3 years Krishna was breastfed. So all the Vaishnavi mothers must breastfeed the children at least up till 5 years. This relationship between mother and her son is most important. Therefore, mother has a right to say, you have to pay the price of my milk. But now, son said, I will pay the price of your milk. Mother said, pay the price of milk wala. Then I never fed you milk. Now you pay the milk wala anyway. This is a problem. I mostly say usually how the breast, when mothers are not feeding the children breast milk, they think my beauty will go away. So how they feed their children? By? Bottle? Bottle? Now when child is drinking milk from a bottle, oh my mother, so sweet, white mother. So he has developed so much attachment to that bottle that when he becomes 8, 9 years old, he will say, Coca-Cola, bottle, my mother. Now his mother is Coca-Cola. And by the age of 18 and 20, he will have a Johnny Walker mother. Because my mother, she only fed me. And before 40, he will be hospital and glucose bottle. And he will look to the bottle, my mother, and then he will go back to hell. So this feeding milk to the mother is most important. All the relationship between mother and child is developed when child is breastfed properly. Now what happened? Now some milk was boiling. We all heard that milk for Krishna is not matter, it is a spirit. And this milk is thinking, well, today I cannot be in service of Krishna because mother will fed him completely, filled his belly. So milk was boiling, we know this. And Mother Yashoda put Krishna down. When he was 6 days old, Putana could not separate him from the milk, breast milk. She said, Mucha, Mucha. She could not do it. But this Mother Yashoda put him down. Putana could not do this. It was not possible, Putana. But Mother Yashoda put him down, and Krishna was saying, my God. He's a God. And he said, my God. I left the milk ocean. Even my one expansion, Vishnu, is lying down in milk ocean. I left milk ocean, I become his son, and for 2 kilo milk, he's thrown me down. What is this? I will show you what I can do. So he said, the problem between the mother and son is this bhandasur. Bhandasur means that churning pot. Churning pot is called bhanda. It is a bhanda which is made up of earthen. It is earthen pot. It's called bhanda. And this is asur, because he is between me and my mother. Because of this, she is not. In the morning, she was not feeding me breast. She came here. So I will break this. He looked to the mother. Then he took a grinding stone and he hold his own bangles, that there may not be any sound. And he put it down where the pot was full. Ta! And they all half churned yogurt came out. And then he was saying, wah! And then he was dancing on that, and and his footprints were there. And then he became fearful. Mother will now beat me. Because people are attached to their pot, not to the things in the pot. But pots are very dear to the old people. So I have broken the pot, now is a problem. But what Mother Yashoda was doing, that is most important. She was saving a devotee milk that is going to render service to Krishna. So we can only, therefore Yashoda is a great devotee. Even she put the Krishna, hey, my son, I can feed anytime. My milk, my son, no problem. But that devotee milk, he should not sacrifice his life. He must serve Krishna. This is the Vrindavan mood. Everybody should be engaged in Krishna's service. So what she, so this is the secret of devotional service. Only by helping the other devotees and pushing them in the service of Krishna, Krishna will be pleased. So that milk, Mother Yashoda was saving to be used in service of Krishna. And therefore she is the greatest devotee. Now pot is broken. Now what Krishna has to show? He has to show that I was hungry and you put me down. What can I do? I have to eat some old butter in the next room. What can I do? So just to show that I am hungry and you have not taken care of me properly, so he went to the next room. He said, okay, no mother, I have no relation with you. I am going and eating the butter. But he went there, then all his friend monkeys came. And he distributed to everybody. Crows came. Yashoda came back. We know Yashoda came back. And she saw the pot broken and all the half-churned yogurt spread all. And she smiled. She smiled. So naughty. Usually children protect the property. Now he has started breaking since that now. So she was smiling actually. Not only smiling, she was feeling little fear within the heart. Now because he has broken the pot, he might go to the forest. He isn't hungry. How can I find him out? And today everybody is busy in a festival. So she was in anxiety to find him out. And then she saw the footprint of Krishna on the, and Sanatana Goswami writes, now he's 3 years old almost. So all the wonderful signs of thunderbolt and bow and conch shell and umbrella, everything is very clear there. And she was following the footprints. And then she reached to the gate of the room where Krishna was on upside down ukhal. You know, khal in a Hindi language, khal means actually rascal. So Yashoda said, he has now friendship with this rascal, I must punish him. Khal means rascal, ukhal. You know, khal. So why he has a relation with khal? And he's on the top of khal, ukhal. And she now, she was moving very consciously without any sound. Why she had a stick now, our Acharya says, just to instill fear in Krishna. But also because she has a stick, now we know everybody has a stick because of the monkeys, she saw many monkeys. So stick was not to punish Krishna. She is Arbhak Vatsala, it will come. Even she was not having her own child, she was petting the children of the neighborhood. So how can she beat a child, a darling, Krishna with a stick? No. But Krishna, very smart, the word here is prasamiksha. Prasamiksha, very, very intelligently. Mother was very intelligent. She was coming without noise, secretly. But he was double intelligent. He immediately saw, oh, she is coming with a stick in a different mood. Then what did he do? That is what he did do. He just jumped from the ukhal. He jumped from there. And this is the first verse of Damodarashtaka. And what is the verse? Namam Ishwaram Satchitananda Rupam. Oh, I am paying obeisance to Satchitananda, the full of bliss, the full of knowledge and existence on the one side. And the next line says, Yashoda Biyulokalada Dhavama. And he's afraid of Yashoda. What type of Supreme Lord he is? On one line, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchitananda. And on next line, Yashoda Biyulu Kalada Dhavamanam. He's running in fear of Yashoda. And Yashoda caught him. And Prabhupada's purpose is simply comparing the yogis with the devotee. Yogis meditate in a samadhi for some time to see the Paramatma, but Paramatma is not in their consciousness. It's difficult. They do years of sadhana and practice. And now see, this gopi is trying to catch the person whose expansion is Paramatma. Paramatma is expansion of Krishna, which has no existence in the spiritual world. Therefore, those who meditate on Paramatma, where they go? They only go in Brahma Jyoti, because there is no Paramatma in a spiritual world. There is no Paramatma there. So where they go? Only Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, see this gopi. Actually, gopi means, one of the meaning of gopi is, go means senses, and pi means drink. These gopis are drinking the beauty of Krishna with their eyes. They were hearing the melodious flute of Krishna and enchanting talk of Krishna through their ears. They were smelling the fragrance of Krishna with their nose. They were touching the transcendental body of the Krishna with their own hands. That is the meaning of gopi. Go means senses, pi means drink. So they directly using their senses to, like our pujaris, they are directly serving the archa vigraha. Direct seva is called gopi. Prabhupada said, this is samadhi. With open eyes, when you dress the deity, this is open-eyed samadhi. With your open eyes, I have to put ear ring. I have to put tilak, I have to put turban. This is samadhi. This is open eyes samadhi. No need of yoga, no need of sitting with closed eyes, no. So, now Krishna, what he says, he saw her vividly. It means he saw that she has a stick and she is in a mood of chastisement. Because she had held a stick in her hand, it was impossible that she could have a stick to punish him. Jiva Goswami said, it is impossible. Because she has a great love. And he had never been seen this before. Krishna has never seen Yashoda with a stick before. And therefore, he looked around to understand this situation and then fled. To fool her, he ran to the main gate to fool her. Jiva Goswami says, because main gate lady in the morning, she's doing churning, how can she go out of the main gate? She will not go. So this was his intention, let me go to the main gate. Then she will not come. To fool her, he ran to the main gate of the house where many people gathered near the Yamuna Arjun tree. So now this is the Yamuna Arjun tree. Jiva Goswami is saying these two trees, they were in the courtyard of Bhavananda Baba from the time of Maharaj Parjanya and before that. And people were really getting benediction by serving these trees. So he ran towards that. He only appeared to be afraid. Bhitvat, he was not afraid, but he appears to be afraid. Since he had no real fear internally, because he knew his mother had a greatest affection for him. This is Prabhupada said, this is love. What is that love? Prabhupada said, mother is chastising, even beating and slapping the child, but child hold on the mother. Mother is beating and child holding on the mother. This is love. Even Krishna gave a tough time, devotee never leaves the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada said, this is love. Then you have seen the mothers, when they are beating, they are holding on mother. They are holding on mother, that is their love. Actually, mother loves the child, but the child loves the mother 1,000 times more than the mother loves. This is what Narsingadev felt when he saw the Prahlad Maharaj sitting on the lap. He said, well, I am feeling player, but Prahlad is feeling million times more player than me. Therefore, I want to relish the Vatsalya Bhav. I want to relish the paternal love. This was the desire of Narsingadev. So, Śrīla Jīva Goswami writes, or he showed fear like that of others. This act revealed to his mother the sweetness of his infant pastime. He is fearful. Other day, I think one day I told this story why the word gopi is used here. The next line in the verse is gopi. Why gopi word is used? Gopi, the another meaning of gopi is, very common meaning of gopi is, go means cow and pal means those who protect. Gopi means one who take care of cow. The other meaning, just we today discuss what is the meaning of gopi? Drinking with the senses. Not in samadhi, with open eyes. The third meaning of gopi is to keep something secret, gopaniya. Gopaniya means secret. So Yashoda, by making Krishna fleeing in fear, running in fear, is actually hiding the Krishna from the search of Kansa. Kansa is looking, where is the son of Vasudeva? But when he heard that, oh, this boy of Nand is afraid of this gopi Yashoda, he cannot really stand the stick. So what he will do for me? So Krishna was kept hidden by Yashoda and other gopis. Nobody knew. Though Krishna was killing Putana, he killed Putana, he killed Trinavart, he killed Shaktasur. But still, gopis kept Krishna confidential. And Kansa was saying, well, he's afraid of gopis. Gopis are making him to dance for a little buttermilk, what he will do for me. So this is another meaning of gopi, to keep Krishna confidential. Kansa cannot detect where is Krishna, who is the son of Vasudev. So if the child is afraid, mother thinks, okay, now at least he care for me. So this is the mood here. Okay. This act revealed to his mother the sweetness of his pastime, knowing that on that day everyone had gone from the main gate, she chased him. Krishna went to the main gate because the people will be there at Yamuna Arjun tree. Usually they are sitting there. Today nobody was there. So Krishna went there, but there was nobody, so Yashoda went out. Now Yashoda came out of the gate and running behind. Anybody who run behind Krishna will definitely get him. When she was running, all the flowers which were in her hair, they were falling. They are malti flowers, they were falling. What they are actually? They said, though the one who is running after a god, how can we sit on her head? We can be only at her lotus feet and follow her. We cannot be on the head of a person who is running after God. And here, from main gate, she chased him. Though the mind in samadhi is capable of merging with Brahma, or another form of the Lord, is impelled towards him, with concentration, tapasa, it cannot achieve him. This will be made clear in a coming verse. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehi nam gopika suta. Gopika suta, this one line is making it clear that Krishna is son of Yashoda. Gopika suta, son of Krishna, son of Gopi. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehi nam gopika suta. Is not easy to understand son of Yashoda as supreme personality of Godhead by those who are in bodily concept. Gyani nam, and those who are the practitioner of Jnana Yoga, it's not easy for them to achieve. Cha atma bhutanam yatha bhakti matam iha, as the devotees can know Krishna, the son of Yashoda, no other process is, by any other process is not possible. It's not possible to know. This is in Brahma Santa. Vedeshu adurlabham, adurlabham atma bhakto. With Vedas it is not possible to find, but devotees can immediately find him. Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to the devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider body the same as the self. Yashoda pursued him, caught up to him, step by step, anu. So much for her good fortune of having him sleep on her lap, her good fortune of chasing him when he fled cannot be understood at all by greatest yogis. How he was sleeping on the lap of Yashoda, supreme personality of Godhead, and how she is catching from behind, and she caught. She had greater fortune than all other devotees because she was able to catch him directly. Directly, not in meditation. Can you meditate for a moment that Krishna is running and you are running behind him to catch him? Can you think like that? I'm going behind the Krishna to catch him. This pastime is really to follow Yashoda. That how she is catching. And when she caught, what the next verses will come, you can relish the pastime. She will say, holding one hand and one stick, You broke the pot? No. Gopal Champuit said, it is a big silver in your leg, which when you were running quickly, has hit to the pot and broken. I am not broken. You ran and broke. He said, and who was feeding monkeys? The one who has created monkeys is feeding to the monkeys. Who has created monkeys? Okay, then you are monkey. Okay, let me go in jungle. Why you are keeping me in home? So there is a wonderful talk between mother and son. But Krishna then looked to the stick. He said, throw this, throw this. This stick is a jada. Jada means matter. Between mother and son's love, there is no need of anything matter. No. Throw this. He looked to the stick and Yashoda, so, oh, my son is afraid of, she threw the stick. When she threw a stick, then she said, I will bind you with this ukhal. This was her now attempt, competition. Now she wants to bind and Krishna is not going to be bound. Ultimately, how Krishna will be bound, that will be revealed in coming verses. So today's pastime, what we have heard, that Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda externally, not internally, because he was aware of her deep love. But still he was running and Yashoda was chasing him. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is comparing the devotee with the yogis. And therefore Bhagavad Gita tells us, if you follow the path of jnana or knowledge, then you have to take many births. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanamam prapadyante. You have to take many lives. Then you can understand Krishna. If you take the path of yoga, then 6th chapter says, anek janam sansiddhim, after many lifetime, when you get perfection, then you can reach to Krishna. So jnana, many lifetimes. Yoga, many lifetimes. And for bhakti, 12th chapter, Krishna says, samudhirta mrityu sansara sagrat bhavami nicharat parathmaya vishichyatsa. In this very life, I will personally come on Garuda and hold you from this ocean of material existence, take you back to my abode. So if you follow jnana, it will take many lifetimes. If you follow yoga, it will take many lifetimes. Follow bhakti in this life, definitely we will go back to Krishna. So this is the beauty and sweetness of bhakti, which is described in this verse. Seeing Yashoda with a stick in hand, Krishna noticed that, then he quickly jumped and ran, and Yashoda followed him and Yashoda caught him. So what will happen next tomorrow, you can relish. Any question or comment? Any? Yes, Prabhu? Say again.
Bhakti and jnana is how different. Because bhakti also
read books and there is a one knowledge which is a byproduct of bhakti. That knowledge is required. But that knowledge which conclude the Supreme Lord is impersonal or void is not required. There is a one knowledge which is needed for the devotee, that is called Sambandha Jnana. A knowledge of relationship with Krishna. That I am eternal servant of Krishna and to render service to him is my natural constitutional position. That knowledge is required. So Jnana Karma Adi Anavartam, that knowledge which leads to the impersonalism and voyeurism should be rejected. not the knowledge of the beauty of the Krishna or the beautiful pastime of Krishna. That is needed. Gopal, you were bound by Mother Yashoda. Gopal is bound by Mother Yashoda.
In regards to your question also, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender to me, I give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So this intelligence is Jnana. The surrender is bhakti. So without bhakti, you cannot get Jnana. It's like the Brahmins who the cow boys went to ask for food and they said, we have no time for you, we're busy with our study of the Shastra. But the wives of the Brahmins, simple ladies, immediately were willing to give Krishna his cow friends food.
So this is very important answer actually. Buddhi yogam, intelligence is given by Krishna. That is, there is not, buddhi yoga is a reserved right of Krishna, only he gives to the devotees, not to anybody. He gave buddhi or intelligence to everybody. Where is a food to eat and where is to place to sleep, that everybody has this knowledge. But no buddhi yoga to everybody, buddhi yoga only to selected devotees. I was remembering just in a bus party when they were having Radha Krishna deities, and in a bus one deity was jolting, they asked Srila Prabhupada what can do. They are binding the deity every on the bus. Prabhupada said, oh, it's all right, he's a naughty boy, mother used to bind the Krishna. So then the bus party was called Damodar party. Because this was the Vishnu Jan Maharaj told Prabhupada, well, I feel really pain when they tie the deity there. Prabhupada left, says, yes, Krishna is naughty, Mother Yashoda actually bound her. So this is Damodar party. What is your question, Prabhu, quickly? How? How to? Hankering. This is called greed. This greed is a requirement for Raganoga Bhakti. When we complete the sadhana bhakti, at least up till nishta, it means when we cross anarth nivarti, and then if we develop the greed, greed means somehow or other I have to get this. That greed when develops, then we are eligible for Raganoga Bhakti. For that actually Krishna appeared. All these pastimes are for inviting us to follow Raganoga Bhakti. Krishna said, I am not really happy when somebody prays me with nice wonderful verses from Shastra, but I am very happy when my mother with a stick chase me. It pleases me very much. So become a greedy. Greed is good to develop love of Krishna, to awaken love of Krishna. We have to develop this greed. And the best way to develop greed is become associate of those who are greedy. Yes, Pavitra.
Thank you so much. Thank you very nice class. You are saying mothers should feed their children for 5 days. Sometimes at the age of 3 years, the children go to So, for feeding the child for 5 years, is this possible?
Well, it was called Padmini. In a literature, the one who feed child for 5 years is called Padmini. Padmini is a highest rank for a mother. Padmini. And then there is a Kamini. Kamini means she can breastfeed 2-3 years, something like. These are some what is called moral codes for the mothers and children. Well, he can have a teeth, no problem, but the relationship will be more sweet. He, usually kicking in the womb and biting by son is relished by mother. No problem. But usually who is feeding 5 years? Even 1 year nobody is breastfeeding. This is a problem. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Dāmodhara Līlā ki jai.